I'm wondering if anybody is here because you're interested in creating in your life something other than your quote-unquote dream property. So it could be a romantic partner, it could be a business partner, it could be something else that you want to create. And when I say property, it could be an apartment in the city. Wow, I'm seeing hands go up. That's really fun. Susan.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm calling from Minnesota. I've been trying to start a small business for several years. It's not really evolving as quickly as I'd like.
Great. Well, let's keep checking in on that so that we can help you get clear what specifically. I just want to clarify, though, and this is I just want to put out this disclaimer that this is not a business coaching program. So for that specific piece, you may find some pieces in here that are useful, or you and I may need to spend some time on the phone and just help you, you know, adapt this process to what you're looking for, and I may be able to give you some other resources.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Hi, Lauren.
Well, thanks for, you know, calling me out. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I've had some dreams that have kind of fallen by the wayside with attempts to reconcile them with what I perceive as reality. And one in particular has been the creation of a community cafeteria / community center that would be a sort of radical community change space. It's really still a lot of an idea. I'm still really excited about it. So that's the closest thing to what I'm realizing, but I think more so than even just that, it's really looking at the methodology you put together and kind of recognizing it as more of a life path in the more general sense exploration.
Excellent. Well, that's exciting. Yeah. As we go through this course, keep checking in with me about, specifically for that project. So
well, thank you.
Thanks, Lauren. I'm going to go to somebody else here, and let's hear from Raj. Hello, dear Raj.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Hi.
For me, it's, Alan, it's not really about property or, like land or investment. It's about my health and well-being.
Yeah. So really manifesting a kind of health and vitality and ease and aliveness that
yes.
you really want in your life?
Yes. And so that I can choose the hours I want to work. So, yeah, it, in some way it is about shaping the business through a different lens.
Got it. Well, thank you. So, let's keep checking in as we go as to ways that this can apply to what you're looking for.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you too, Raj. Now, one of the concerns that came up in the lead up to this class, somebody wrote to me and said, Alan, that's all well and fine, but, you know, not everybody is going to want to create their own little fiefdom. In fact, that probably wouldn't be good for the world, for everybody to go get their own, 20 acres or something. And that question really moved me. There was a lot of care behind that question. And in my response to this person, part of what I clarified was my audience is people who have a dual commitment, people who are committed to their own personal growth and development and committed to making a positive difference in the world. And so the intention behind this course is not at all for you to just find your little corner of heaven and hide out. That's not what it's about at all. It's about you creating the conditions in your physical environment that will support you in making your greatest contribution. So that's really what this is for, and that's my intention, is that this class can have ripple effects that are larger than people simply finding, a sweet place to live.